Books on Tape presents The Devil's Banker by Christopher Reich. Read by John Lee. Chapter 1. It is difficult to walk casually with $500,000 taped to your belly. More difficult still when any of the men brushing past you would gladly slit your throat were they to suspect the king's ransom you carried. The man who had chosen the warrior's name Abu Sa'id snaked through the alleys of the smuggler's bazaar, careful to check his impatient step. He was close now, but he could not hurry. To hurry invited attention, and attention meant trouble he could not afford. Around him, shopkeepers leaned in open doorways, smoking cigarettes and sipping cups of tea. He could sense their eyes upon him as they studied his bearing, gauging its strength, deciding whether he was a predator or prey. Instinctively, he stood straighter and thrust his chin forward. But all the while he kept his pace relaxed, his face slack, even as the claws dug into him. The money was divided into 50 packets, each containing $10,000, each wrapped and waterproofed in transparent plastic. The packets had sharp, cruel corners that chafed and cut his flesh. He had been traveling for 36 hours. His chest and back were flayed as if scored by a cat-o'-nine-tails. Only by thinking of the operation was he able to continue. The prospect of the infidel's death invigorated him with the strength of the Pharaoh's army. At 4 p.m., the summer sun was at its fiercest. Dust devils arose on the dusty road, swirled lazily, then spun themselves out. After a brief lull, the bazaar was rousing itself to life. Beneath fluorescent lights, shelves sagged with cartons of Dunhill cigarettes.